Liz was. Okay. Got it. Okay. Liz was beloved, respected, admired, and was a trusted confidant and mentor for many. She had paved the Yellow Brick Road, which was a title of her book, for herself. And that was her road and an amazing road. Yet she fostered and practiced and preached the broadest kind of welcoming and belonging that encouraged and accepted everyone who wanted to go down a yellow brick road or a red road or a blue road or a purple road. I learned so much from her and I am so grateful. I'm sure each one of us could recount innumerable insights they gained from Liz. I'll just share one of them. I remember Liz talking about meeting God at the end of our journeys on earth and God asking, "So, how did you like it? How did you like my gift to you?" Of course, this was the gift of life. I want to confess that Liz's question shook me up and forced me to reflect how I would answer this. And it still does today. So, from my perspective, what does it mean to be part of a radically inclusive women-centered space? And how do I know, or how do we know when we are in one? For me, it is a place where your truth is not only allowed, but also encouraged and honored, the joys and the traumas and all of it. It was so radically inclusive for me and inspiring and eye-opening to hear the Women Explores focus speakers who talked about surviving domestic violence or overcoming insurmountable fears or navigating fraught relationships with adult children. Our society tells us strongly to hide from our pain and and our uncomfortable backstories and present a superficial solid front, lest acknowledging any weakness make us even more vulnerable. Women Explore was so refreshing because it was a place where we could uncover our hearts and lift our veils. The themes our lecture series, always reflected deep truths that always resonate with me. And I think back on them as inspirational frames at times to help me analyze issues that I'm dealing with in life. Some of the past themes during my executive director time and before and after in particular still challenge me, to gain deeper insight and self-awareness. Some of these themes were change as a constant, adapting, surviving, thriving, lifting the mask, the courage to live my truth, standing alone on a seesaw, balancing vulnerability and security, change, power, and resilience, the illusion and reality of control, and living with secrets and lies. So the process that Liz pioneered to develop, to ask women what was on their minds and to find the threads was so effective and so powerful, as you can see from the themes, you know, that were developed. For me, Women Explore has allowed us to express and deeply share what we have lived through and what is in our hearts. And we do not need to seek permission to do this or answer to an external authority, but respond only to our own inner lights, what some might call our souls. And this encompasses a journey that involves the intellectual, spiritual, moral, and ethical, and even the pragmatic all at once. The group element has also been the key for creating this atmosphere at Women Explore. Our protocols, particularly the participatory planning nature, giving every woman a voice, is so contrary to the world that is full of hierarchies and silencing at every turn. So I think what distinguishes a radically inclusive women-centered space, and this is feminism at its best and purest form, from another type of space, is its deliberately non-hierarchical nature. And this is the planning process that First Theological Opportunities Program, as it moved also into Women Explore, perfected from its early days. So I am truly grateful for the gifts that Women Explore has given to me in illuminating my own path and giving me an opportunity to help others find theirs too. So thank you again all for inviting me today. And I look forward to hearing the rest of the speech, especially Tim, who was always a favorite speaker. So thank you, Linda, and everyone.
Thank you, Mona. We so appreciate you being here. It's good to see you again. And we actually have a few more minutes, maybe 5 more minutes in which we could ask you questions, if that would be okay.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
And I want to start with a question, which is if Liz was here today and you could have a chance to have lunch with her or tea or something, is there something you would tell her, something specific you learned from her or something you would ask her if you had some time to be with her that echoes from your experience with her?
I think I would like to talk with her about I would like to get her advice about some personal life challenges. So, you know, I just would like to get her advice. I think that she was a font of wisdom. I think that she listened very carefully to the experiences of women's lives in a kind of unique way. So, yeah, that's it. I think I missed an opportunity sometimes not to be more in touch with Liz, you know, as a mentor, actually, you know, over the years. So, yeah.
Thank you. Are there other questions you have for Mona before we invite Tim in?